sight is the main way travellers get to know a place. But what if you were an unsighted traveller? Terry Small is a blind traveller, and last year he wrote a book about his experiences. So, Terry, how do you get around a new city?
Well, I often use public transport or walk, but some cities don't have pavements, so it's a bit dangerous. When I went to Istanbul last summer, I didn't know where the roads started and the pavements ended, and other streets changed name halfway. I often got lost.
Did you ask for directions?
Yes, but sometimes people didn't want to help because they didn't have time. I often had to ask them to repeat things. Luckily, I had other clues that told me where I was. Once, when I felt fresh air on my face, I knew I was near the sea. I couldn't hear seabirds or boats because of the noisy traffic, but I could smell salt in the air.
That's fascinating. But what about public transport in Istanbul? Did you use it?
Yes, I used the buses in Istanbul, although nobody queued at bus stops. When the doors opened, there was a rush of people and it was difficult to get on.
Is public transport always a problem?
Not always. Train stations, for example, are great. There are lots of sounds that tell you where you are. The noise of the trains, the information announcements.
What about when you first arrive in a town or city?
Well, I get a picture of the city from what people are saying and the sounds in the street. Traffic, music, announcements, sirens. And when I get to my hotel, I always listen to the radio to find out about local events. It gives you a good idea of a place.
So how can sighted travellers get more out of travel?
Listen more. In Istanbul, I spent hours in a crowded tea house in the Spice Bazaar, listening to people talking, buying and selling things. There's a whole world of other people's conversations, and it always keeps me interested.